Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with 4A City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And coach, a couple of games to talk about on the schedule. First of all, you guys take on Charles City on Tuesday night, go to Charles City. And coach, it comes down to the wire. You guys are there the whole time, and you guys fall 65-60. Coach, tell me about that game.
Yeah, you know, it's one of one of our most complete games, I think, for sure. We got off to a good start, and they're very athletic, got some size, and you know, that concerned me. They're, you know, people I've talked to and saw on film that they were really, really a physical team that rebounded well, and I thought we held our own overall for the most part. And like you said, it was 1 point game at halftime, and kind of back and forth. I'm not sure we ever really got the lead in that game, but came down to the end where, you know, I think it was a 1 point game or a 2 point game, and they hit a three with just under a minute to go, and then that just extended it, and we just couldn't overcome that. But really proud of our kids' effort. I thought we had a lot of guys step up and do some really good things. You know, Tommy Miller didn't have the points he sometimes has, but had 10 assists for us. Carson Hall, 17 points. He just had a really good week for us, I thought. And Ty Dillaba, you know, 10 points, 11 rebounds. And, you know, Ty Sopko probably had his best game over there, and he was difficult for them to stop, had 16 points. So just a lot of good contributions throughout, and Willie Holmes came in and did some nice things rebounding. So like you said, it was a good team effort. Unfortunately, came up a little bit short, but there's a lot of things that we can take from that game, like I told the kids after, and build on. So it was definitely a good game to play. Unfortunately, like I said, we didn't come out on the winning side, though.
And, Coach, I know we've talked about before that, you know, you don't always want to look at moral victories, but definitely a chance, you know, in this one where the guys in the locker room can say, hey, I mean, that's a really good Charles City team that for two straight years now we've been right with. And obviously your team knows that they can play with the best teams on certain nights.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that. They played earlier in the week. They played Waverly, who was ranked number two or three, I think, at 3A. And we're right with them. And the previous night they played Decorah, and we're up, I think, 13 at the quarter and up 5 at half. And so, you know, we're going the right direction, doing some good things. We got to do some things to finish some games, but proud of the way the kids are improving and like I said, going the right direction.
And that takes us to last night as your team takes on West Hancock. And of course, West Hancock team that's always going to continue to fight against your team. And they do that throughout the night, but your team able to come away with at the end of the game, come away with a solid win.
Yeah, you know, the phrase used a lot, grinding out a win, and I think we did that last night. We just could not get the ball to go in the basket last night. Just really struggled. I thought we got some really good looks early and in the first half, but just could not score points. But, you know, we've talked all year that with the kids that, you know, things are going to happen at the defensive end, and I thought we did a real good job on the defensive side, and that kept us with the lead, and we're able to get to halftime and kind of just settle down and come back out. And the second half, we had some things go our way. We're knocking down some shots, and I thought we got a lot more people involved inside as well, at least touches inside. They got the defense to move a little bit, and we're able to come away with that win down there. And again, Carson Hall, 14 points for us, and Tommy Miller, 12. And, you know, some our post players really got involved, I thought, last night too. So some good things. We're seeing Holden Reynolds, who had a nice dunk down there. He had a good game at Charles City as well against some really good talent. He's just improving as we go here as a freshman. So seeing a lot of good things, and just happy to get away with the win down there, and in a night that our offense just, you know, I thought our offense was doing things the right way. We just couldn't get a shot to fall early, especially. And sometimes that can just snowball into a bad night, but we were able to get through it and come away with a win down there.
And, Coach, obviously that's probably one of those conversations that are tougher ones to have as a coach when the kids are, you know, you ask them to do a certain thing, they're doing it correctly, but, yeah, the ball just doesn't go in the hoop, and you've been a part of basketball for a long time. What is that conversation like, and how do you guys try to, you know, keep the kids focused?
Well, you just got to try to just stay calm and just not press, because the more you try, the worse things get. And, you know, last night in a couple instances, it was almost comical where it just – we're right there and just could not get. I mean, I think we had in the first quarter, we had three or four basically breakaway layups that we just didn't hit. And that's just not characteristic of us. So we just needed to, you know, turn the page and go to the next half after halftime and keep doing what we were doing, and good things are going to happen. You know, I tell the kids a lot, if you're a shooter and you miss the first four, you're probably going to make the next four. So we just had to have that mentality that it wasn't going down, but we just needed to stick with it and good things were going to happen.
And coach, obviously, always a packed gym there at West Hancock, and also the coaches versus cancer night as well. And so they were doing some different things down there, and obviously between your crowd and West Hancock crowd, able to raise some good money there, and always a good cause.
Yeah, it is. You know, they announced that during one of our timeouts, and I didn't catch the number, but I knew it was a large number, and that's always a great thing. It's such a great event to have, and we do a lot of that through the North Iowa, the top of Iowa Conference, and our conference always steps up and is one of the leaders doing that. So definitely good cause, good environment, as you mentioned, a lot of people there, and that's always fun for the kids. So yeah, as you mentioned, it was a fun night of basketball down there.
With that, talking about your team's next week's schedule, as you'll have some more contests coming up, and you know, we're kind of on that stretch run of the season now as we get down towards the end. What do you want to see out of your team next week when you take on a Bishop Yerrigan team on the road, you take on a Lake Mills team on the road? What does your team got to do to find a couple of wins?
Well, we got to just keep going the right direction and get over the hump a little bit here. And you know, the Gehring game, we played really well when they were here, and I'm not sure we saw their best effort. So they're playing really well. They had North Union on the ropes last night, and North Union ended up getting that game late, but they're a good shooting team. They've got some guys that move the ball well, and we're going to have to go on the road and be at our best. And then we follow that up going up to Lake Mills and playing a Lake Mills team that's playing as well as anybody maybe in the state, the 2A level or 1A level where they're at. But they shoot the ball well. They've got, you know, Helming and Stensert inside that just they're forced to handle in there. And if you pay too much attention to them, they're going to get you from the outside. So definitely going to have be prepared going up there and over to Yerrigan. So just hoping the kids prepare. It's this time of year where you want to be playing your best basketball as we go, and hopefully we can do that next week.
And obviously, you know, there's still a lot to fight for, and as far as trying to, you know, find those wins, a couple of years ago you guys had a win over Lake Mills. Obviously, when somebody's kind of towards the top of the conference, it's always fun to try to go after the win, not to mention the rivalry aspect, and you follow that up with the Garner-Hayfield-Ventura makeup game before Belmont, Clemmy, and West Fork. So it'll be a big following week as well for you to stick that Garner game in there as well.
Yeah, you know, that's what we talk about throughout the whole season, is just look at that next game, prepare, and at the end of the season, we'll see where we're at. So like you said, there's a lot of basketball left to play, and a lot of things can happen, and tournament time's coming around here. Seeds are going to be coming out here soon. So, like you said, a lot to play for, and, you know, we're going to focus in on Yerrigan this weekend and then turn our attention to Lake Mills. And, you know, it's a fun type of season. It's ending real quick here, but we got a lot of games here in a short amount of time. So it's fun for the fans to come out and hopefully enjoy some good basketball as well.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for talking with us this morning. Really appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That's 4A City Head Boys Basketball Coach Dan Rosacker.